100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
Hello, 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 everyone. My name is Dr. Betty Speaks, and I am here in my favorite music singing. It's a resurrection. You know, we all are going through so many different things today, and I actually have rights to that song. It's a resurrection. You can find it out on Amazon, Spotify, and so many other tunes. Listen, I am your lifetime imprint leader. As an I Change Nations global civility icon, I am extremely passionate about empowering individuals to resurrect and establish themselves through the four components of life, that spiritual growth, financial literacy, personal development, and professional development. I am that chosen warrior. Yes, that chosen warrior who inspires others to create an imprint that will live on long after they are gone, inspiring others to soar with hope. And when I say soar, I mean seize opportunities and rise against them. When I say hope, you want to help other people excel, help other people enjoy life, and just simply help other people every single day. You see, resurrection is a new word for me that I'm coming out with. Most of you know me as the overcoming battles by being strong and courageous. Yes, I'm still that too. But I gave birth to the Resurrection Imprint Act. The Resurrection Imprint Act actually shows a new paradigm you need to resurrect in life after life. And if you resurrect in the right way, you need to leave an imprint for history. Yes, because leadership is about others, inspiring them to believe and then empowering that belief to become a reality. Inside each of us is a Resurrection Imprint Act, and we need to learn how to unlock and unleash them. I have to tell you that James, the book of James, chapter 4, and this is the inspirational side of me coming out, that spiritual growth side of me. The book of James, chapter 4, tells us that life is short, so live it wisely. And then in Corinthians, we learn chapter 15 tells us that we die daily. So you take that we to I and say, I die daily. In the Resurrection Imprint Act, you will learn how to use your inner values to anchor and guide your decisions, adapt to best practices for authenticity. And then you will forge unbreakable bonds with your own tribe, and you will embrace patience. So you seek out discomforts to drive growth. Yes. And then you will get unstuck and take actions, and you crush your doubts and much more. So you have to just get the principles, understanding the principles of how does one individual disciplines and how your individual disciplines will impact the world. My unique discipline is to help you resurrect your dreams and help you create the imprint that you envision on leaving in the world for its eternity. I am known as that innovative influencer, educating others to leave an intentional international imprint that will outlive the universe. Steve Jobs said it best. He's the co-founder of Apple, and he quoted it best by saying, our time is restricted, so don't waste it living someone else's life or their dreams. Don't be trapped by others' beliefs, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinion drown out your own inner voice. And most of all, importantly, have the courage to follow the directions of your heart and your instinct. That was Steve Jobs. He's the founder of Apple, you know, the Apple phone, the Apple computers. And I have to tell you that Betty Speaks even stepped out on her own. And she said, strong people are not simply born, they resurrect by sharing imprints they generate throughout their life journey. Again, I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for the fact that I can say that the Resurrection Imprint Act is here to day. And it's something that we need to embrace and hold on to in order to get to where we want to be in life. Again, where you want to go, where you want to grow and develop, not anyone else, but you. So I want to take a break now, and I want to bring back that song that you just heard that I actually took the time to write because it was poured down into me. You see, I was born on April 4th. I always tell people this. I was born on April 4th, and I'll never forget Dr. Martin Luther King being killed on my birthday. And then, you know, that became the day of remembrance of him and the fact that he was murdered. But he was a person that left imprints. So he's leaving imprints even today, and he has been gone so many years ago. Yes, he was killed on my birthday. So that was like a very gloomy day for me to be celebrating that birthday. And then came along Maya Angelou. When I heard about Maya Angelou, she followed Dr. Martin Luther King. She was in some of his walks. So let me tell you, she was born on April 4th, and I was born on her birthday. She is leaving. She left imprints. She planted imprints. And those imprints are still being followed even today. She's no longer here with us, but we are still honoring the imprints that she left. So I say she has rose again. Even though she's not here with us, it's like a resurrection, even in her case. So I'm going to take a breather here, and I want to bring that song back just to play it for you so you can enjoy it just for a few seconds.
Oh Lord, 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 Lord,
You see, that song blesses my soul so much to the point that I wanted to play it again. What are you rising above today? That's what I'm talking about. We're still talking about overcoming battles by being strong and courageous. Listen, what are you overcoming? This song is the resurrection. You should live and not die. We were all meant to die. None of us were meant to be here forever. I want to tell you that death came upon me 3 times in my life journey. 3 times. And the Holy Spirit interfered each time, reminding me that I was a chosen one, that I was one of the chosen ones. Yes. And I was to live and not die. I still have several missions to accomplish that would leave an imprint on the lives of so many others whom are worldwide. Yes, I am chosen to lead. Additionally, for more than 200 years, women have been impacting changes in the world. And it's a resurrection is an opportunity to give my testimony from a leader's perception. As that wise woman, I can conquer life's most challenging endeavors and resurrect to lead because he's alive in me. Wholeheartedly grateful for to be featured with Sam Ube, an artist by way of Lagos, Africa. Sam did a phenomenal job in composing plus singing this song with me. So what about you? What are you resurrecting from? You heard us singing, no more divorce, no more cancer, no more pain, no more rejection. You can just start telling yourself no more right this moment. You see, now is the time to begin to inspire others to soar with hope. I say soar, seize opportunities and rise. Hope, help other people excel. Hope, help other people enjoy life. Hope, help other people every day and seize opportunities and refocus. Soar. It is our time to rise above those things that have been holding us back, realizing that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. So I am your lifetime imprint leader, and I'm extremely passionate about inspiring and empowering individuals to resurrect and establish themselves through the 4 components of life: spiritual growth, financial literacy, personal and professional development. Again, I'm that chosen warrior who inspires others to create an imprint that will live on long after they are gone. So what about you? What are you doing to leave an imprint that will inspire others to be here long after you're gone? If you are stuck right now to the point where you can't move or do anything, you know the only person standing in your way is you. You have to reach down somehow, some way, and just get unstuck. We all have choices to make. We have the choices to live or die, honestly. And when I say die, I mean physically. I'm talking about in the realm. You have a choice to be uncomfortable in a situation or in a place. It's your choice. Like I said before, the book of James chapter 14 tells us that life is short. So we have to live it wisely. And then when you look in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it says we die daily, you know? We die daily. When you close your eyes and go to sleep every single night, some people die in their sleep, but the others die and wake up. So they rise again. And I'm asking you today, where are you in your life right now? Are you ready to live again? And if so, go ahead and rise above and soar. Seize opportunities and refocus in your life. Get a grip on what component you need to be focused on. And if you don't know, I have an assessment on my website You just go to bettyspeaks.com, B-E-T-T-Y, speaks, S-P-E-A-K-S.com, and then look for the assessment. That assessment will allow you to see where you are in life with your components, where you are, which one you are the subject matter expert at, and where you should be focused on to strengthen yourself. Choices are yours. We all have them. And it's time that we teach ourselves to resurrect from negative situations that are hindering us from moving forward. If that's you, definitely tune in to me every Wednesday and you will hear some of the challenges that other people are seeing. How I got over, how I got over. You know, my soul looks back in wonder. How I got over. I can go on and on. Listen, there, I promised you I was just on a phenomenal call with one of my sisters that asked me to be a guest speaker for her today. And when we spoke on these things, we spoke on challenging moments in our life. A challenge is yours if you allow it to be. It is definitely your challenge if you allow it to be. You don't have to take a challenge and think that you have to fail or lose at it. Take that challenge and learn from it. We all face things that are sometimes known or unknown, but we have choices in these matters as well, is what I want you to know. When you are faced with an unknown challenge, you have choices in the midst of that challenge. You could die or live. You could rise above it, like I said, soar. Seize opportunities and rise above the challenges that we face. Or you can think of hope, help other people excel, or hope, help other people enjoy life, or hope, help other people every day. It doesn't matter what you're facing, you can rise above it. You can soar above. The book of Isaiah speaks of that. I tell you, you know, we never know what we will encounter each day, but the book of James says life is short and we have to live it wisely. So if you do face the unknown, it's your choice to do what it's your choice on how you handle that unknown. You can deal with controlling people, or you can control your choices as well. I shared with someone today, and it's in my book that just came out. It's this collaborative book, Leaders Embracing New Directions, Civility Imprint, It's the Resurrection. Honestly, in that book, one of the authors talks about being in her own sandbox. No one has to be in your sandbox with you in order for you to enjoy your day. That's a wise choice you made. That's your choice. Life is too short. Live it wisely. If others see you in your sandbox and playing, and you have an open invitation for others to join you, or they can go and play in their own sandbox and invite others to, you don't have to feel some kind of way. Just enjoy your sandbox by yourself. You don't have to compose clicks, or you don't have to develop a click or a game or anything of that matter to enjoy your day. Teach others, walk in faith, walk in integrity, walk in honesty, and enjoy your day, because we all die daily. And continue to empower yourself with that which is righteous, honestly. Empower yourself with that which is righteous. So I wanted to say thank you for tuning in with me today. It's always a pleasant. It's definitely a resurrection to be able to talk about certain things and to move in life smartly and wisely. That's why you have to have spiritual growth, which is one of your components. As I said before, you know, be in control of who you are. Be your own uniqueness. Y-O-U. You own uniqueness. So be the unique person that you were sought out to be, realizing that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. So my name is Dr. Betty Speaks, and I love talking about life and prayer. I love talking about overcoming battles by being strong and courageous. I invite you to be with me here every Wednesday, where I have amazing guests on as my guest speakers, guests that are definitely leaving imprints throughout the world, not just locally, but worldwide. If you would like to be featured on my show, please reach out to me and be a part of this phenomenal show. I invite you or someone that you know to be a part of this show. We're featured worldwide with an amazing listening audience of over 300,000. Isn't that amazing? How we are touching lives that are worldwide. Yes. So if you know of someone that you'd like to be featured on this show, just reach out to me. You can always reach out to me. You can call me at 984-377-3257. If you're interested in being a guest of mine, just call 984-377-3257. Or leave your message here. I would love to speak with you. Enjoy the rest of your day. And listen, if you can't make anyone else happy, don't make them unhappy. That's my nugget for you today. Have a great day. Blessings bestowed upon you in your endeavors.
It's Betty Speaks, the international transformational storyteller. Just what you need. Time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Betty Speaks.
100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom! Kaboom.